deadly long, turning blue on the lawn in the sun.
Oh, absolutely not. We can do better than that song. Give me just a second here.
I wanna let you know now. It's been a while.
I'm a Vaughan Medford.
wasn't very pretty. You see, I was born and raised in the slums of a city. It was a one-room shack that slept in other children beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. The meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strong can survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
Tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
and welcome. You're listening to Mama's Girls. This is our final show of the summer. Thank you all who have tuned in from the beginning to the end. I realized I told people about our show earlier today that it started at 8, and now it's 8:24, and I think that they think that I trolled them. But if you're listening, thank you. It's Dakota and Stuart on Stuart's 21st birthday.
My 21st.
Birthday bash edition. So we're going to be super annoying about it.
Oh, you know we are.
We didn't play our normal intro theme song because it's not a normal show.
It's not a normal show.
Get ready for your ears to be blasted with the best tunes of Stuart Montgomery's life history.
Oh, you know that. Oh, wow. Do I remember my password? That's
you can log into mine. We're having some technical difficulties logging onto the DJ system. Don't worry about it.
This always happens. I forget my login, and then I have to enter it like 20 times until I finally get it.
Or you could be like me and use the same password for every single account ever, and only ever capitalize the first letter, and then get your Facebook hacked three times.
I have a bunch of passwords. I use like a permute. Ah, yes. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
DJ Girl Talk logged in.
Mama's Hour.
I haven't done this in so long.
Stu is taking the reins. I usually do the DJ board. This time
I'm here.
I was using the bathroom. He logged in.
I got here before
Dakota. We are late, but we are present. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. This is Mama's Girls. Again, last show of the summer. Very exciting.
Going out with
Stuart is now an official adult. We both are.
Oh my gosh.
21.
That actually is 20 so fun. Unbelievable.
It's exciting. I didn't think I would be excited to turn 21 because I just like don't really like birthdays.
Yeah.
But I was actually really pumped to be 21.
It's so
a great milestone.
Love the
22.
Fuss.
Scary.
Wow, 22.
And she's coming around the corner she comes. I will be, in like 9 months, I'll be 22.
Oh my gosh.
Which is crazy.
That's so so long from now, but so still so short.
Also, rest in peace, John Berger, our
third co-host,
whom has left for the summer about 3 weeks ago and just didn't tell us.
Yeah.
We love you, John. To be fair, he also forgot about probably a good month's worth of shows before he left anyway.
It was how it had to be.
It was what it was. It was amazing when it was happening. It's amazing now while it's happening.
Yeah.
Normally we're being broadcast live in Brown & Brew, the cafe downstairs, but she blows this here Friday at 2 p.m. on my last day of work. God bless America. My job, for those listeners that have been tuning in from the beginning, knows it has been a journey through my summer internship in tech.
Mm.
Name redacted at the company.
Name redacted, of course.
But they make a lot of Wi-Fi routers. That's all I'm going to say.
She's going in.
She's going in. That's all I'll say. And I'm serious about it. Don't ask me any questions, but ask me offline. Mama's in and she's got a lot to say.
Mama's got a lot of secrets to blow.
Mama's been on vacation this summer, honestly. Mama's been gone.
Yeah. I have some music queued up. We can kind of play it how we want, but should we give the listeners what they need, what they've come
what
for?
What do they need?
Honestly,
what is our content on this show?
I know what
me
I
need. Me being
emo
and alone, or like us bantering and listening to John's tales. Like John saying something really wild and us
and
being
both
like,
of us
whoa.
Being like, wow.
I've heard this story 3 times, but whoa.
But wow.
Another tall toddler that he's seen in the world. He had been seeing a lot of tall toddlers. I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
John, we love you.
The likelihood is low.
The likelihood is
almost zero.
No. Yeah. He's not listening.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, of course. We have to shoutcast.
Oh, I just got a text from someone I haven't seen in a while. It said we should hang out soon.
How sweet.
Yes.
Yes.
I would love to. I'm starting to tomorrow, though, so it's a bad day.
Lucky. Wow. It's been a wild week, huh? And it's only Monday.
It's only Monday. I've really enjoyed my time off. Been doing a lot of things. Got a new backpack.
Wow.
Got a necklace. Got a haircut.
Big moves.
Got this necklace because it's a lotus flower pendant.
Of course.
And... my therapist and I have been working through a lot of my mental health problems, which I've talked about extensively on my solo shows.
Of course.
To which one I thought I had no listeners, but I did. But I've had a challenging summer, and she would always say, like, with that, with no mud, no lotus. So, which is like a big yoga thing, because the lotus flower is this gorgeous, beautiful thing from nature that grows in a really difficult, muddy place for plants. And so, but if you didn't have that, then you wouldn't have this flower. So it's a symbol of the good that can come out of the struggles that we have. So I wear it every day to remind myself.
That's actually beautiful. No mud, no lotus. They buried
apparently
us.
It's like a super basic thing they say in yoga classes, but I just don't do yoga, so I was wow. I feel this pendant day, and I'm like, I hold in my hands the power of all of the chakras. They are opening.
Beautiful.
Like, namaste.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Time for some music, maybe.
Yeah, it might be. Much of our music comes from, I've been listening to one of our good friend Fabio's playlist called Low-Key Jammin'. He spent his entire summer curating it.
It's a golden hour.
It's a pretty
playlist.
Amazing playlist. I listened to it for the first time and was like, oh, that's okay, and then really got into it and it struck me. So a lot of our music is courtesy of Fabio.
We should play that coffee shop song.
Oh my gosh, incredible. Yes, of course.
Okay. We should also play that one song about the piano that I played at our last show that you didn't know.
Oh.
But I mean, I've played a lot of the same songs on this show. Yes. And so
that's kind of, it's been a summer of re-listening to songs, I feel
it's
like.
Been,
I'm really not
listening
to
It's been
listening
a summer of like getting
music.
Into stuff and being emo.
Yes.
In
yes.
an unhealthy way.
Yeah. In a way that is
like we transgressed to middle school like mental health problems.
And just Oh man. All right, well, without further ado, let's
tune in.
Let's fire it up.
Sounds are coming at you live in your ears.
I don't know which aux cord we're on right now, so we might
There's one that's labeled. The aux, aux 2 is labeled.
It seems that the label may have worn off, so we're just going to figure it out.
There's two that you can't read and one that you can, so.
Oh, interesting.
It's a free for all.
Well, we'll figure it out as
honestly,
we go.
Honestly, Mama's Girls is all about the suspense.
Yeah, it would be kind of
Will
beautiful
you hear
if there was just silence.
See you later.
We'll see.
The Countess of the Clink, the Mistress of Murderer's Row, Matron Mama Morton.
Ask any of the chickies in my pen. They'll tell you I'm the biggest mother hen. I love them all and all of them love me. Because the system works, the system called reciprocity. For mama, she'll do one for you. They say that life is tit for tat, and that's the way I live. So I deserve a lot of tat for what I've got to give. Don't you know that this hand washes that one too? When you're good to mama, pepper my ragu, spice it up for mama, she'll get hot for you. When they pass that basket, folks contribute too. You
put in for mama, she'll put out for you. The folks atop the ladder are the ones the world adores. So boost me up my ladder, kid, and I'll boost you up yours. Let's all stroke together like the Princeton crew. When you're stroking mama, mama's stroking you. So what's the one conclusion I could bring this number two? When you're good to mama,
we have someone on the phone. hello. hello. Who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dakota. It's Megan.
Hi, you're live on air. Let's keep it clean.
Oh, my God.
What's up? It's Stuart's birthday. He's 21, and this is our last show of the summer. Oh, gotta put him on the mic. Gotta put him on the mic. He's on mic number two.
I can't tell if I'm on. Oh, my headphones are working.
You're 21.
I know. Isn't that weird? Sorry, I am 21. Okay, that wasn't the right answer to that. Yes, I'm 21.
Oh my God! Happy birthday, Stuart.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. We started our show 24 minutes late, and we're probably going to leave a few minutes early.
That we did, and that we will.
Yeah.
In classic Mama's Hour.
Of course.
Yes.
What song?
Okay, we want to request The Son of a Preacher Man
by Dusty Springfield.
Interesting. Okay. I can deal with that.
You don't have to play it if you don't like it.
We can give you other options.
Never heard before.
I think it's going to be amazing.
What are our other options?
Okay, your other options are You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Okay. And, end of list.
No. And Mitski, First Love, Late Spring.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's got to be Mitski. That song is so good.
Okay.
It's on. How was your guys' day and your weekend at the beach?
It was so great. We went to the beach yesterday.
Fun.
We're both friends. We got Chinese food today.
Love it.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Oh my gosh. What a day. So what a weekend.
If you guys want to get back to the radio.
What are you doing on my phone?
I'm just taking selfies.
Oh. I was like, don't read my text messages.
Sorry.
Take as many selfies as you want.
It's my birthday.
Okay.
All right.
Do whatever I want.
Okay, all right, kids.
Bye.
Thanks so much for calling in and being loyal listeners and friends.
Wow.
Love you.
Yeehaw.
All right. Get out of here, kids. All right. Well, that was fun.
Do we still have it? Will you pause the music on my phone?
Yeah, it is paused.
Oh, amazing. Genius. Yeah, that was a nice call from
Andrew Jeffries and Megan Mooney.
Wow.
Two iconic friends.
Yeah.
That we have.
Two tough celebs.
They're friends and we're friends with them.
That's so true. Wow.
So powerful. So it's amazing that we've only played one song and our show's almost over.
Yeah. That really
I don't know whether it's a we started later. We love to talk.
Yeah. I think maybe a really hefty mixture of both. Like, they really are just.
I mean, this was a talk show. It was originally signed to be a talk show.
I wonder if we could do that, like, just talk through the straight hour. Like, that sounds...
You want to bet?
Yeah. Like, when I'm thinking about it, I feel like
without ever saying anything.
Yeah, without really even, like, what we're doing, just, like, talking.
Just saying but, like, things. You and like, I love to say things.
Like, a full hour of talking.
Honestly, pay me. Like, I got it. Yeah. Marry me.
We honestly could, I think. You're probably right.
No doubt in my mind. Like, I... Yes.
Like, yes.
I don't know the name of the song that they requested.
It was... Here, if you pass me my phone, I can.
Oh, wow. Unlucky.
That was a toughie. It's okay. Fun. We can just talk through and then I can cue it.
Yeah, we can just like talk for a while.
As we've done.
Oh,
For all the listeners, we just had kind of a physical gag where Dakota didn't understand that she had to pass me
Chips
my phone.
In the night.
Yeah, happens often.
We always talk about how we're like the same person and we. Just like we are very, very similar people and we react to similarly things and think and behave in the same way.
But we often misunderstand each other
and we realize it has come to cause extreme conflict in our relationship.
In ways that just become extremely
cannot
obvious.
Like
understand what's happening.
We just became terrible friends because we just
don't understand basic each other. Emotion.
Most importantly, each other. Yeah. Like, just don't understand each other.
Yeah.
For being the same person. That's pretty tough.
Wow. Yeah. Can we ever understand anyone if we can't understand ourselves? Can anyone understand anyone?
Well, I posted on my Snapchat
Who's
one night.
Who's got the epistemology essay on it?
We love that word. That's a buzzword now that we
have
epistemology 01.
As soon as I read that on Sys, I was like, that's
meaning
in the vocabulary.
Student S-I-S. Something something.
Formerly I Sys, little I.
Which was a yikes. So they changed it to Sys,
yikes,
which is simply not much better.
Yeah. That was tough.
But yeah, I remember I posted a snap that was like, how do you understand straight men or something? I was like out at a party with my friend and we were being silly. Mm-hmm. And I put that and then my friend Isaac, who is a straight man, like replied to it. We got into a conversation Uh-oh. About it and I was like, He's like, do we really understand anyone? And I was like, I don't understand anyone at all. And I realized I shouldn't have said that. Like, It's like that Teletubby sound when they see the like Uh-oh. Vacuum monster. Uh-oh.
That vacuum monster
terrifies me. I'm still so scared of it.
I remember loving it as a kid, but now I look back on it.
Yeah, I wasn't scared as a child. I was like, yes, that's how it should be.
Yeah, like it's just
but now
the
I'm
vacuum
like,
thing.
Kids are messed up.
Yeah. Kids like the things that you could get away with just putting on children's television. We were just talking about this. Like
kids
Dora TV's the Explorer,
doesn't rhyme.
Does it? Yeah.
Number one.
That's a strong point. There's a hard R on the second one.
Another.
We've been talking for so long.
Talkies along the phone shut
My
off.
Phone
and
locked.
Stuart's password is a 6 number password. And
it's too long to, like, who can
it's
keep
too
that in
many.
Their memory?
Well, actually, as I learned in Intro to Human Factors and Ergonomics, my sophomore fall, it's 7 plus or minus 2 is the number of things humans can easily remember at a time, like memory. 7 words or like colors or like an order.
Memory.
Yeah, and like short-term memory is like 7 things. And I'm definitely the take two on that.
I was just about to say I'm for sure the minus.
Yeah, like this number, like I should know your password at this point. Yeah. Like you've told it to me so many times and I punch it in. And I just... You say the words and you're like, oh, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, that's not his password.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Made up a code one, obviously, security reasons. I worked in cybersecurity all summer. Bleh.
We all signed NDAs before stepping into the studio.
These aren't even our real names.
Yeah. These are pseudonyms. My
I'm
name.
Jessica and I go to UMass.
My name, spoiler alert, is not DJ Girl Talk.
Yeah, I'm not DJ Huckleberry Spin. Surprise.
Is that really your DJ name? That's incredible. Spin with 2 N's, of course.
Yeah, of course. For our listeners, I have an alias. Sometimes when I go to parties and I like will talk to people I don't know, I like to just lie about who I am for no reason other than just I know that I'm lying.
'Cause it's easy.
And I often tell the story that I'm Jessica and I go to UMass Amherst and I study environmental science. And
really? Environmental science?
Yeah. Either that or I do marketing. I dab in
again. Wait, no. You can just do the double click thing. You don't have to unlock it because it should be queued up and playing.
What? Oh, you mean like slide up?
Yeah. Also, sidebar, this is a completely irrelevant thing. It just made me...
Everything's relevant.
It just reminded me because I can hear my mouth making weird noises into the mic. Have you seen those videos of that woman like eating pickles into the microphone that became a huge meme? It was like...
No.
She was making like ASMR videos, which is like where you just...
Still don't understand.
You just like make like weird repetitive noises that are really quiet. Sounds. Yeah. It's like just talk. but she became a meme because she was just like eating pickles, but something about the way her mouth is structured or something made everything crunchy, so like she would eat soup and be like
what,
and like it's so my god it's so funny. It really it was incredible. I know, at least I'm pretty sure Mooney knows what I'm talking about.
If they're still listening, I hope they are.
Yeah. that didn't even occur to me.
They probably aren't. Most of my listeners are pretty short-lived.
Yeah, people are like, I tuned in, and you're like, wow.
Let's actually check how many listeners we have right now. Let's see. Not 9 listeners.
That's what we had at the beginning.
Mobile stream.
Wow.
No high-quality listeners.
That's unlucky.
Unlucky.
Honestly,
but
it doesn't
I like
really
to think of all
it.
Of our listeners as high-quality. Just everyone who's listening tonight, you're worth it. Wow. You're beautiful. I believe in you, even if whoever's telling you right now doesn't.
Wow.
I do. And we all have that person that doesn't believe in us.
Yeah. I went the opposite direction. I was like, we really don't deserve high quality streaming. Like,
we
can come through in like 240p and be like, yeah, it's the same.
I don't know what that means.
That's a video quality measure. Like, it's whatever.
Oh, like the really low one on YouTube that's like ugly.
Yeah, that's like literally, or 144. Or is it 140?
Ooh,
or 144?
Do they even go that low?
I don't know, honestly.
144 is 12 times 12. I actually don't know what that is.
I think it is, right? Tables. Isn't that 12?
Math girl, science, STEM.
Oh my God.
I thought
I was like, times tables were one of those things in second grade that made me question if I was like, stupid.
Disabled,
like I literally could not memorize times tables for the life of me. Like,
really?
Everyone in my class would finish them so quickly, and I would stay in my classroom for like 10 minutes and cry while I tried to finish my math tables. And I was just like, teach, I can't get it. And she would be like, yeah,
doesn't
you
matter.
Can't.
It's like, you're going to forget it in like 2 years and never care about it again.
Like, you just need to learn it. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah. Wow. I was actually the opposite.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, yes. Like 1 times 1, 1, 0 times 0, 0, 2 times 2, 4. Like I had all of them up to like 15 or like 20 memorized as a child. And like same with like geography. I like went into my geography class and like failed the first like, where are you at? Assessment of like where it was in Europe, and then I would just like study all of it, and I came up with acronyms for every single country in Europe, and by the end I could name every single country in Europe.
Wow. I was
like, the kids, the things kids do for no reason other than to just like do them.
Can you imagine being that? Like, it must be like fun to watch your kids do that as a parent, but also I feel like
I'd be so sick of it, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, I feel like it doesn't matter.
Part of me as a parent would be like, but like dinosaurs don't matter. Or like,
wait, did you hear about this dinosaur that they just discovered? Sorry, I interrupted.
No. Continue.
I don't forget who I was talking to about it. I think maybe it was someone at work. Maybe it was Andrew Jeffries. I don't know why those are the only two people coming into my head right now. It was probably neither. But apparently there was this huge dinosaur that was discovered recently, I think in America. And their bones, actually, I have no idea if it was America or not. I'm really making up a lot about this story. But the validity of it is very, very factual. There was a huge dinosaur that was discovered that was just like so large. Apparently it's most difficult tasks were getting up and lying down, and it was like super slow. It was like way larger than any dinosaur known, and based on its like formation of bone, they believe that it was like a young baby. And so like it was like small, like they were much larger, which is crazy. I think we should all just be looking for more bones, like just section off parts of the world to be like, no one can do anything here, we're digging, like just like bones. And someone was like, we were talking about like nuclear weapons or something, like just bomb that part of the world, like get to the core of the earth and like see what's there. And I was like, one, not at all how that would work in practice. Like, we would kill the environment and we would all die, but
but
I see what you're doing there. We should definitely
the excavation,
drill baby drill down to the dinosaur bones and not get oil, just find bones.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what's down there? We don't know.
Yeah, I feel like it's
things get
like
buried so easily.
We've gotta be at a place soon with like X-ray technology where eventually we can just like
look in the world. The ground. Yeah. We can do it with like $20 metal detectors.
Yeah. Why not just get $20,000 metal detector?
Like, we have money. Like, what's NASA doing? Like, we don't really need another rocket ship. We should look more on this rock before we look at other ones.
That's so true.
And that's my political stance on funding for NASA.
And with that, everyone, my endorsement for NASA. Should we play a second of music before we have to go?
Lol. Here is First Love, Late Spring by Mitski.
The night.
And kiddos, it's that time. 8:59 and 20 seconds left to Mama's Hour. Mama's Girls, I don't really remember what we named the show.
Yeah.
But you've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. And we got a PSA for you. Local Farmers Market PSA throughout the summer. Oh, this one's...